Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. It's a weekly radio stunt program that airs right around the time that it is right now.
My show is called Two Handsome Jews. Yeah. Welcome to Two Handsome Jews here on WFMU.
Welcome. I'm your co-host for Two Handsome Jews, Shlomo.
And I'm your co-host for the Fuzzy Glove Hour, I guess. May the best show win.
What are we doing Two Handsome Jews tonight, or are
I
we doing
know.
Fuzzy Glove Hour?
I need a theme song for Two Handsome Jews. Well, if I can rustle up a theme song, can I do a few weeks as Two Handsome Jews?
Yeah.
Okay, I need a theme song. How do you get one of them theme songs?
First, you got to capture one of them musicians and make sure you give them enough water.
Oh, damn it. I saw a musician. I was in Union Square like a couple weeks ago. Damn it. I could have grabbed them then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you put some air holes in so they can breathe.
Yeah. He was already sedated. Believe me. Just back the van up and grab a couple of those musicians.
Yeah.
So I'm going to... Okay, so no, seriously, I'm putting the word out. I need a theme song for Two Handsome Jews. Get out your rhyming dictionaries. What rhymes with Jews?
Blues.
Yes!
Shoes.
That's right, Ken. Blue, listen, wait. If you're considering writing my theme song, please start taking notes now. Ken, you're on the money. You're on fire. Blues and shoes.
Yep.
You're a regular Carl Perkins.
Yeah. Zoos.
Now, the Two Handsome Jews verse in Blue Suede Shoes, that was cut from most versions.
I never heard about that verse.
They weren't comfortable with it in Memphis.
Why not?
Hey, that'll be... Wait. Maybe someone could do a parody of Blue Suede Shoes, and that would be my theme song.
So you want a parody of two... a parody
it
of Blue
matter.
Suede...
Use your own imagination, people. Go crazy. Free yourself. Write me a great theme song. And then can we vote on which, what to call the show for the remainder of the year? I went all the way into July, almost August, with your stupid, stupid name.
I just feel like we...
Then it's agreed.
No, it's...
Thank you. I'm saying thank you.
Nothing's...
I already said thank you. Too late. That's a lock.
Nothing's agreed here. Nothing.
Just because you disagree doesn't mean that we are not agreeing on this.
No, it does mean we're not agreeing on it. I do not agree.
Why? Because you want to keep your word?
Yeah, we made a deal during the marathon last March that, somebody...
Now, at what point in your life, it must have been quite recently, did you decide it was important to keep your word?
I always...
It must have been sometime since last week.
No, I always like to keep my word.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. To be an outlaw, you must be honest. What's that Bob Dylan line?
That is a Bob Dylan line. What is that? That's Achilles? That's absolutely Sweet Marie or something?
I can't remember. Yeah, positively Sweet Marie or absolutely Sweet Marie or something. Yeah.
You know, this is my favorite Bob Dylan line now. It changes all the time. It's from, of course, it's from Brownsville Girl.
Brownsville Girl.
On the Knocked Out Loaded. The greatest Knocked Out Loaded, the greatest song he ever wrote.
I don't even know it.
Well, we talk about this every year. He wrote it. He co-wrote it with Sam Shepard. It's 12 minutes long.
Oh, that's right. You've played it for me.
But
right.
It has this line in it. He says, and I'm probably misquoting this lady, but he's saying, I'm feeling pretty good, but that's not saying much. I could feel a whole lot better. It's the greatest. That's why he's Bob Dylan. That's why we have that tape.
Yeah.
Locked away,
yep.
Behind glass, ready to play.
Second he goes.
Next motorcycle accident.
Yep.
Probably won't be a motorcycle accident.
No.
Do you think there's any chance he'll be shot by a jealous husband?
I don't think so.
That would be not a fitting ending for him.
I'd like a hot air balloon accident.
Oh, that would be great for Bob Dylan to go.
Yeah, that would be fitting.
Can't even imagine trying to get him into a hot air balloon basket.
Hovercraft.
Well, if you're just tuning in, we are speculating tonight on how Bob Dylan will die.
I think I'm not speculating. I'm just kind of wishing. I think it's going to be an aneurysm myself, or a stroke.
Hope he dies.
I'm just saying. I wish.
Hope he dies of old age, and I hope the last voice he hears is mine.
Saying what?
Doesn't matter, because he's dying of old age. That means I'm living until at least then. Oh, wait, unless it's a recording of me. Oh, man. I found a loophole in that old Irish toast.
Yeah, because there's 20 years of recordings of you on the web.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Hey, can I just declare offhand, just off the top of my head, this is probably the worst opening for any show we've done in a long time.
Yeah, this is really bad.
Yeah.
Really, really bad.
Any way to save this?
No.
Any way to rewind?
Nope. I mean, I could play the theme song again and we could start completely over, but we've already lost 10 minutes. And we're not getting that back, even if we save the receipt.
Hold on. My wife has developed a terrible habit. She texts me during the show.
No, that's bad. No,
that
no,
is
no.
Bad. I know.
Yeah, Beth, please don't text Andy during the show.
She has advice and tips for me.
No, you can't read and talk at the same time.
Well, that's one reason not to do it, but also it's cheating. None of the other DJs have people helping them, texting them ideas.
Some people bring in live people to help them.
Yeah. But that's cheating.
No.
I should go solo. I should try to leave the nest on my own.
Well, you know, we don't have a call screener tonight.
Yeah.
Our call screener, Nick, could not make it this evening.
Yeah.
So would you like to learn the ropes as call screener?
That's you pretending we haven't discussed it.
Yeah, that's me pretending.
Yeah. Actually, that's the idea tonight, is that I'm going to call screen. We have a topic. Wait, first off, we should announce the topic.
Yes.
And give the phone number out. You got to do that often tonight.
Oh, yeah. The phone number tonight, all night, for the entire show is 201-209-9368. That's a brand new phone number, so write it down.
You can talk to two handsome Jews live on the air, 201-209-9368.
But it's still the Fuzzy Glove Hour until you get your theme song.
Okay.
It's still called the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
And what's our topic tonight?
Our topic tonight is recipes that your family invented.
Right. Stuff that was unique to your family. Foods that were unique to your family that your mom or you or your sister concocted on their own. Served up regularly, or maybe it was just a one-time glorious mistake.
Did your family have one of these?
No.
Neither did mine.
That number again, 201-209-9368. Join us in the hole we've dug for ourselves.
All right, so let's go to that first call.
No, we can't. I have to screen the call.
There was no call.
Were joking.
Yeah, I was
joking.
You're
making a joke.
Yeah.
Your jokes, your humor is so subtle sometimes. I go years, really, without any of it just registering.
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
Well, that's a sign of a really good joke. If it takes you years to understand it, that means it's really funny.
Then you are the Shecky Green of radio, my friend.
Hey, we have a call.
No, you can't answer it.
Should we take it?
No. I have to go screen it. I have to go in the other room into the call screening booth.
It's very hard for me to resist taking that call.
I know, but hold on. I'm going to screen the call.
Okay, you go screen the call.
I actually have to do it. So you're going to be doing the rest of the show.
Alone.
Solo, baby.
Yeah. Whoever's calling, keep ringing. Andy needs...
Kenny, give the phone number out regularly.
I will.
What's the phone number? Oh, there's two calls. Okay,
it's 201-209-9368.
Yeah.
And Andy is our phone screener.
Goodbye.
You have to get through Andy to get on the air with me. And we're going to be listening in on Andy's screening calls as well. I tried teaching Andy this beforehand, and he had a little bit of trouble grasping how it worked. There was a very huge red light on the wall that begins to blink every time a call is coming in, and Andy couldn't even... notice that. So I'm not quite sure how it's going to go. It's not boding well at this point. Oh, there we go. It looks like Andy's screening a call.
Hello. Hello?
Hey, Andy, you have to talk to the person to screen the call. Somehow, Andy, you're not talking to them. Caller, what's your name? Andy, you go ahead and screen the call now.
All right.
I knew this was going to work out really well.
David.
Hi, David.
Hello.
Have you managed to talk to Andy yet? My call screener's name is Andy. Did he talk to you at all? David? Okay. Hey, Andy, why don't you come back in here? Because... All right, you're listening to the Fuzzy Club Hour, and I have no idea what's going on anymore.
You can't do it.
Come and have a seat.
Wait.
Have a seat.
Shouldn't I keep trying?
Yeah. We need another couple of people you're not using the top row of buttons, right?
No.
Okay, only using the bottom row of buttons.
Here are the notes. Before the show, I made notes.
You have too many notes.
Never hang up the phone.
Right.
When the first line, when line one blinks, press that button and say, please hold. Then.
All right, here's another call.
Wait, hold on. Then why did I have to come back?
There's another call.
Well, why did you call me back?
So that we could review.
Okay, wait.
I don't know.
Then I hit hold. Then hit it again twice to lock it. Oh, I have to lock it.
No, you don't have to lock it. Forget about locking it.
Okay.
You're overthinking. You're just overthinking. Just hit the button on the call that's coming
in
now. Hit the button.
You're overthinking.
I'm overthinking too. We're two overthinking Jews here on the Fuzzy Glove Hour. And the phone number is 201-209-9368. Trying to teach Andy how to be a call screener. Our regular phone screener, Nick the Bard, couldn't make it in tonight. So Andy's at the phone at the call screener station. And there he is again. I don't know what he's
doing. You're welcome.
Andy, are you talking to the caller? Hi, caller. Caller, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Trying to teach Andy.
Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is Daniel from Israel calling.
Hi.
Yes, I can hear you with some glitches and noises.
What's your name, Danny from Israel?
Yeah, we spoke before a few months ago.
Are you one of the chosen people by any chance?
Yes, of course.
Oh, welcome to the air.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you should have said you were one of the chosen people.
I said I'm from Israel.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry. I'm a little slow on the uptake.
Okay.
So, Andy was having...
We're stuck with nothing. I can't do it.
Andy, what happened...
What's going on?
Andy, hold on. Can you go out and call screen?
I could, but then you'd have to do this part.
Oh, yeah, right. Can't do that. Hold on.
Okay. Why don't we talk to Danny?
No, hold on. Danny.
Danny's calling from Israel.
Danny knows the patience. Look, Jews know the Jews have been around for 5,000 years. He knows what patience means.
He's one of the chosen people.
But he also knows how to sit and
how
wait.
How often do we get one of the chosen people calling?
Well, when you
usually you don't.
When you consider the competition, it's not saying very much. Am I right, Danny?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
And I love that last week when I listened to you, but I couldn't call, that you changed the name of the show to the two handsome Jews, which is a great name.
And now, when you're on the phone, we have three handsome Jews. But listen,
hold on,
Danny. I'm gonna just mentally now, verbally put you on hold. You're on hold now.
Okay.
Hey, maybe we could do it like that, Ken. I'll do it like this.
Okay.
We'll do it like this. But Kenny, is there anyone in the building that can operate the board for me?
I don't think so.
Name all the people in the building.
If Big Maddie Warwick is here or music director Olivia, they could do it.
Are they still here?
They've probably gone home.
You let them go home?
I do let them go home. At 6 o'clock, they're allowed to go home.
Let's call them back.
Nah, they're not going to come back.
I bet I can get them back.
That's cruel and unusual.
Yeah, I know, but I won't tell them the truth.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, why don't we call them on the air?
Okay.
So what's going on, guys?
Okay, we're going to say goodbye to you, buddy. And we're going to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for calling. It's calls like this that make it all worthwhile. Isn't that right, Ken?
Yes. Danny.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Danny. He called all the way from Israel.
Well, what does that mean? He had to dial 4 extra digits?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, real hardship there. I bet a lot of the digits were repeat digits. He didn't even have to move his hand, the positioning of his hand very much.
Well, you can have repeat digits, but you still have to move your finger.
Yeah, but you don't have to move the palm of your hand. You don't have to reposition yourself. Like, we can go on and on about this.
Yeah. All right.
We know the number he dialed.
We're calling Big Maddie Warwick.
Okay.
Yeah, the number he dialed has a couple of twos in it.
Yeah.
Two zeros.
Yeah.
Two nines, all sorts of duplicate numbers.
Yeah.
But they're not in a row. It's not the two. Call has been forwarded to an
automatic voice message. Call Olivia. Seven, call the girlfriend.
He's the boyfriend, by the way.
I know.
Call Olivia's the not the girlfriend.
Call the girlfriend. But they're both equal. The girls are the equal to the men. That's our philosophy here at WFMU. Sorry if you can't handle it. The girls are the equal to the men.
Try saying that again. You really have trouble getting that out.
Come on, Olivia, pick up the phone. Pick it up, sweetheart. Pick it up, sweetheart. Pick up the phone now. She won't recognize this number. It's such an unusual number. I mean,
it's my phone.
No,
you're right. You're right. It is an unusual
number.
Yeah,
why would she pick it up? No one picks up.
Your call has been forwarded.
For the love of crack. Is it Matt Jones? Wait, Matt. Hold on.
Yeah, it's Matt Jones.
It's not Matt Jones. Not available at the tone. Matt Jones is an actor. Hold on.
I think you're thinking of Dean Jones.
That's true. They both have the same last name. That's true, Ken.
The original.
Ken, we haven't even decided how Bob Dylan's going to die. Don't get me. All right, hold on.
Where is that coming from?
That's me calling Matt.
Well, how come I'm here? Oh, I see what
I'm
you're doing.
I'm holding it up to the phone.
Jesus.
It's all right. Don't pick up. Confusing
show.
No matter what I say to him, don't contradict me.
Okay.
Pick up the phone. Is he on a subway? Does he take a subway?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
I don't have the girlfriend's number.
Olivia is her name, and Matt's the boyfriend.
Siri, call Olivia. Siri, call the girlfriend.
Hi, you're on the air. Hey, welcome.
Wait, I got to call screen this guy.
Okay.
Let me call screen him.
Go ahead.
Thanks for calling WFMU. Tonight's topic, are you familiar with tonight's topic?
Yeah.
It's food that your family invented. Yeah, food that your family invented, yes.
Well, I invented.
Okay, what is that food? You have to tell me, and if it's worthy, I'll pass you along to Ken.
It's called cheese crisps or cheese chips.
Cheese chips, yes.
Yeah. Do you want to know more about it?
No, I don't. It doesn't sound very... You're going to have to embellish it.
So you do want to know more?
Well, you're going to have to make it more interesting than just cheese
chips.
Oh,
like lie about it?
Well, you're going to have to say something. Well, how about you tell the story of how you invented the cheese chips...
I can do that.
And then you can say, but I never made it again because it gave everybody the squirts.
Okay.
Okay, can you say that when you're on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to pass you along now. Ken?
Okay.
Ken, I'm going to put this guy gets my thumbs up. He's been screened.
What's his name?
Oh, yeah. What's your name, caller?
Henry.
Henry. Okay. Henry, do you remember how the story ends?
Yeah.
You never made it again because it gave everybody the squirts. Okay, you're on the air in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. You're on the air. We have Henry on line one.
Hi.
Hi, Henry.
Hi, Ken.
So does your family have a recipe that they invented?
Yeah, Yeah, I invented it.
Okay. Well, you're a member of your own family?
That's right.
You are?
Yes.
Okay.
Go
ahead, Henry. Tell me your recipe.
Well, so you know how when you make the nachos and you put the cheese on it and you put it in the microwave?
Yes.
Right? And then the cheese that goes on the bottom of the plate will get all crispy.
Yeah.
And you can peel it off.
I love that.
And it's like a disc of cheese.
Oh, it's the best.
It's melted and crispy. Well, I thought, just leave the rest of the stuff off and just, grate some cheese all over the plate and just, fry that up. And then you can actually take a knife and just cut it.
Uh-huh.
And then you have cheese crisps or cheese chips. But I never made it again because sometime later I actually saw them in a shop. So it's one of the many times in my life when I've invented something and then later I find out somebody has already invented it.
Hey, Henry?
Uh-huh?
Did it give people the squirts?
Oh, and it also gave people the squirts.
Great call, Henry. Thanks for calling. All right, that's how it goes, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will screen the calls, and I will help them. I will help them with their lame little stories. And that's our show. 30 years.
Okay.
30 years, and we're getting better and better. How do we do it? How do we top ourselves after 30 years?
Can't.
Yeah, you'd think. A lot of shows get burned out, man.
Not us. That's the secret is renaming the show every 5 years. It was 7 Second Delay for a while. Then it was the Happiness Hut. Now it's the Fuzzy Glove Hour, but we're going to take a break from that for a couple of weeks and call it Two Handsome Jews.
You think that's the secret?
Absolutely, that's the secret. I think it's completely due to that. Phone number here.
30 years.
Do you remember the phone number?
No. It's only been 30 years. 201-209-9368.
Damn! Very good. How come you're always pretending you can't remember the phone number?
So you were telling Samantha about our origin story. You know, every superhero has an origin story.
Yeah. I was telling her the 7 Second Delay origin story. It's true. I was not supposed to be your co-host.
Yeah, you were just my soundboard guy, my tech guy.
Yeah, you had a co-host named Will Baum.
Yeah, he was my assistant.
And, really? He was your assistant? And then he moved to L.A. to work on his band Love Child.
Oh, that's right, Love Child, yeah.
Love Child had a record contract on Homestead Records.
Wow, your memory's better than mine. And then he left, and then you and I fell in love.
Yeah. I was supposed to be your engineer and also teach you how to engineer for yourself.
Fat chance. Now we can laugh about that.
We see how well that went. Hey, are you ready to screen another call?
Sure.
Your memory's better than mine.
Thanks for calling WFMU.
And you and I fell in love.
Hi. Can you turn your radio? Can you turn your radio up, please?
Hello?
Hi. Can you turn your radio up a little louder, please?
Oh, hi.
Hi, can you turn your radio up, please? So you're about to go on the air.
Okay.
Yeah. There it is.
WFMU.
Oh, hey.
Do you have your story already? Do you have a story about a food that your parents or you invented?
Can you turn your radio up a little louder, please?
Sir?
Oh, hi. Wow, I really got in trouble there because you're playing a little joke on me, I see.
Uh-huh. Do you have a story about a food or a beverage that you invented?
Well, I was going to have one, but you completely messed up my whole situation.
Wait, so now you have nothing to offer us?
I'll make one up.
Hold on. I'm putting you on hold. Okay. There's a guy on line one.
First of all, it's a woman.
It's a woman?
Yeah.
You sure?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Okay, real quick. Answer quickly. Don't think about it.
Okay.
Does he or she have an Adam's apple?
No.
Oh, okay. You're right. That's a woman.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't. Okay, I blew that as a call screener. I guess that's probably.
Yeah, it helps. It helps.
Probably does help.
You can also ask their name.
Oh yeah, their name. Hold on.
Right, name.
Their name, and are you a woman? Okay, okay. She's on hold.
Right.
She's on hold. She doesn't seem that much softer. So let's go to line two.
Oh, well, do you want to?
Screening.
Well,
no, keep her on hold.
No, you can,
keep her on hold.
You can.
She's
now,
happy. She's happy on hold. I can tell. She's delighted to be on hold.
No, you should really.
She's happy, Ken. She's happy with any little attention we give her.
I'm going to put her back on the air.
Why?
And you can tell her that we're going to move
okay,
on.
Okay, okay. No, no, no. I'm going to say, okay.
What are you going to say?
Put her on hold. Put her on the air.
She's on the air now.
All right. Thank you very much for holding. And I apologize. I apologize I got your gender off. I was only off by one gender.
So what's the verdict? What gender am I ostensibly?
My friend Ken swears to me that you do not have an Adam's apple.
Well, I got bad news for you, bud.
You're a guy.
I am. You
I know.
Right in one.
I know. What the hell was... Okay, I'm putting it back on hold. Hang on. What the hell was that? You're trying to undermine me?
It's a test.
My listeners?
You know, I was testing you.
Well, at least you could be try to be entertaining.
To see if you would stand up to authority.
Oh, for the love of God. All right. Okay, now he's very happy on hold. Yeah, let me put... Let
no,
me
no,
go
why don't you just say goodbye to
no,
him?
No, no, no. Then put him back on. Hey, correct me if I'm wrong. You're happy to be on hold, right? You've got nothing else going?
Oh, I'm...
That's
like
right. You're... Okay, so put him on hold. There you go. Let's go. Another call. He's on hold. He's happy. Hey, thanks for calling WFMU.
Hello?
Hi, what is your name?
Bangle Smith.
Wrangle?
Bangle Smith.
I'm calling you Wrangle. That's going to be your name while you're on the air. Wrangle.
As long as it rhymes.
It's a better name. Are you a woman? If you are, we respect you. The women here are the equal to the men.
No, no, I don't.
Okay, you're a man. Gotcha. Do you have a story? Do you have a story about a food that you're?
Yes, the food my family invented.
Go ahead. Tell me very quickly. Tell me what the story is.
We call it a Constable burrito.
Okay. When you tell the story, you just keep saying to Ken, "Don't you get it, man? You don't get it. You just keep repeating that as you tell the story." We're gonna put you on the air now, Wrangle. Hold on.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Ken Wrangle is on line 3.
Hi, welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. We have Wrangle on line 1. You're on the air.
Hello, hello. My family, this is an ordinate kind of delicious meal. It's called a Constable Burrito.
Uh-huh. Constable Burrito. Sounds great.
Yeah, do you get what I mean by that?
Yes, it's a burrito that's called a Constable Burrito.
Yeah, but like it's like kind of a crescent-flavored thing, you know? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yep, I hear you loud and clear. It's a Constable Burrito.
But it's not surreal. You understand that?
No, it's a real thing. It exists in the real world in meat space.
Three-dimensional.
Three-dimensional object.
Yes.
That
yes.
You can eat. Looks suspiciously like a burrito.
It also functions as a support group.
Well, is it a burrito or a support group?
It depends on the day.
All right, we're
Do
moving.
Do you understand what I'm saying, Ken?
We're moving on. All right, I hung up on him.
Okay.
You're getting better at this.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Okay, give out the phone number.
201-209-9368. We're trying to teach Andy how to be a phone screener. Are you ready to screen another call?
Sure.
Wait, do you want to talk again to the person of undetermined gender?
No, yeah, sure. That's Harry.
Here you go.
Okay. Harry?
All right, we're back.
No, but Harry, you're our backup, but you're still plan B. Your story is not very interesting, so we're going to save you in case no one else calls. So hang on, Harry. He'll be fine. Is this another caller? Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, I've got a recipe.
What is your name? What is your name? What is your name?
What was that?
What is your name?
James.
James. Are you a man or a woman? It's okay if you're either. Here at WFMU, the women are the equal to the men.
Oh, I'll be a man.
Okay. And do you have a story about a food that you invented?
I do indeed.
Go ahead. Tell me very briefly. Very, very briefly.
Very briefly.
Very briefly. Cut to the chase. Very briefly. Just give me the high points. Very briefly.
I just told it to you.
Go ahead.
We stole the Chili's chocolate lava cake recipe and then made it in Italy. But we had to modify it because...
Gotcha. Sounds great. That's going to be a winner. That's fantastic. That's going to be... but I'm going to tell you, Ken has a trigger finger tonight. You're going to have to say, don't hang up on me, over and over as you tell the story. And you have to... He's ruthless tonight. Okay, Ken, we have James on line one. It's a man.
Hang on, sir.
You're on the air in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. We have James on line two. You're on the air.
I'm at line two.
Please don't hang up on me. I've got a story. A time my brother and I, we copied the Chili's chocolate lava cake recipe.
That's great. Hey, James, I got a question for you.
Please don't hang up on me.
I won't hang up on you, but how did our phone screener do tonight?
He was okay. He didn't let me talk, it took him a while to understand that I had told him the story succinctly, but he kept needing it to be retold again.
Did he give you any zingers that you could add to embellish your story? Anything like that?
Please don't hang up on me.
I won't hang up on you. Did our phone screener tonight suggest a joke or two or some way to?
I just told it to you. Please don't hang up on me.
I won't hang up on you, but what I'm asking you is, did the phone screener help you, you know, punch up the story, make it a little funny or more entertaining?
Yes.
He did. Okay, that's great. And you told me the story, right?
No, not yet. But
yeah,
I
you kind of did. You guys stole a chocolate recipe and you took it to Italy. I think we're done here.
Okay.
All right. All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I just had to dump a bad word. Hopefully that worked.
So we lost Henry?
I believe so. I think the second I put Henry back on the air, he exclaimed.
Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah.
I heard him. I've heard that word before.
A naughty word. Oh, I've heard that word before. I've used that word myself.
Yeah.
Have you?
Off the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you've said that word on the air.
Have I?
Yeah, when you were getting waterboarded.
I think I said a different word.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You did say, you said the F word.
Wait a minute. You suspended me, didn't you?
I suspended both of us. Suspended myself. Hey, we have another call.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, how are you?
Fine. What is your name?
My name's Mike.
Mike, are you a man or a woman? It's either one's fine with us, right, Ken?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm either one.
Okay.
Yeah, the women are the equal of the men.
Women are the equal of the men here at WFMU.
Here at WFMU.
At least this month. And do you have a story you want to share with us when you're on the air?
Yeah, do you want the brief version or the incredibly long version?
I don't care. I'm going to just trust you. You sound like an adult. You sound like a high-functioning individual.
I try.
We're going to put you on the air.
It doesn't work?
It's a leap of faith. But listen, when you're on the air... You tell Ken a message. I want you to deliver a message for me.
Okay.
I want an apology from Ken for suspending me. For
an
cursing.
Apology for what?
Well, he suspended me a couple of years ago because I cursed while he was torturing me. We were trying to raise a little money for the marathon.
What was the curse? You could tell me now. We're not live in the air. You're just screaming.
It was
the
bad one. It was the heart stopping, traffic stopping, curse of all curses.
Okay.
It was the L word. Right? Yeah, you know the word. You know the word. The big L word.
The L word. Lavacious.
I don't know that word. I wish I did. I would have screamed that. Okay, Mike, I need an apology from Ken. And I'm not talking to him for the rest of the show. So it's up to you to wring that apology out
of him. You need an apology from Ken? Or
yes,
Ken?
He suspended me. Yes.
Oh, I thought you wanted to apologize to Ken for cursing,
but you want him
to apologize.
Well, when I curse,
you
I no,
for
he was
suspending you for something you shouldn't have done.
No. You don't understand, Mike. I was being Let me put it in context. I was being waterboarded. I mean, literally, to raise money.
Oh, I seen the video.
Right, to raise money for the station. He tortured me, and while I was being tortured, I cursed. And even that was not a suitable, even that was not an acceptable explanation here at WFMU.
Okay, yeah, you should have led with literal torture. Yeah,
literal torture.
That.
Not the kind of torture our listeners endure.
No.
Literal physical torture. Not the psychological torture that we've perfected.
Not 6 to 7 on Wednesdays.
Exactly. No, no. Okay, we're putting you on the air, Mike. All right. Ken, Mike is online, whatever.
Hey, welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. We have Mike on line one. You're on the air.
Hey, I love the show, and I can totally believe I got through.
Hi, Mike. So does your family have a recipe that they've invented?
Yeah, but before I get to that, more importantly, why did you suspend Andy all those years ago?
Oh,
I think you should. You owe him an apology.
No, he used the L word.
As far as I remember, he didn't talk to me about this. I just have been wanting to, you know, bring this up for a couple of years now. And I don't know. I think he was under duress, and I think you owe him an apology.
Mike, maybe you didn't hear me. He used the L word. The L word, the big one. He said it on the air.
Lazy.
No, you know the L word. You know the you know the word I'm talking about.
Can you remind me?
I can't say it. We're on the air right now. You and me, Mike.
Okay. Well, long story short, my family invented something called cheese things. Cheese things, and we still call it this. Years later. And you take some cheese.
Okay, Mike, I have a question for you. Did Andy, our phone screener, did he suggest a joke or two to embellish the cheese thing story?
Not a one. No. No, he's pretty straight in. You know what? He's great. Would be screened by again.
All right, so I'm going to hang up on you, but will you call back? And when Andy call screens you the next time, will you request a joke?
I shall.
Him? Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
All right.
How's it going, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
How was that call? To make this more authentic, I tune out completely.
He didn't have any jokes.
Oh, yeah. I should have helped him.
Are you giving people jokes?
Him.
Yeah.
I guess
I've remember the first call you said, like, and I never made it again because it gave people the squirts.
Yeah. Did you like that?
Yeah. You need more stuff like that.
I think I can top that one.
Well, you could reuse it. It applies to any recipe story. And I never made it again.
I guess.
Are you ready?
Ready
to screen another call?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Thanks for calling. You're on the air. You're not on the air. We're seriously considering putting you on the air. Hi. Thanks for calling WFMU. We're seriously considering you as a candidate for our 7-second delay show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. What is your name?
My name is Matt.
Matt, are you a man or a woman? It doesn't matter. We're fine with either one. Here at WFMU... The women are equal to the men.
I'm so glad to hear that. Whatever makes for better radio.
Exactly. Okay, we're going to say man, because that would keep our lucky man streak going all night.
Thanks for identifying me.
Maybe we'll go the whole show without a woman. But if they call, that's perfectly fine because they're the equal now to the men.
Henry sounded a lot like a woman.
Yeah, he did. So Matt, do you have a story? Do you have a story to tell about a food your family invented?
Yeah, but you know, my wife and daughter like to make Kalesy smoothies.
No. Here's what you say when you're on the air. You say your wife and daughter like to make squirt pie, and it's not only delicious, but as an added bonus, it gives everybody the squirts. Okay, that's what you say. We're gonna put you on in 3 seconds. 3, 2. What can we have Matt on line 4?
Hi, welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. Matt, on line 1, you're on the air.
Hi, so good to talk to you. I'm a man, and I wanted to let you know that at times my wife and daughter like to make squirt pies, and really the nutritional benefits are through the roof because it really gives you the squirts. Tremendous stuff.
Thanks, Matt. Great call. Call again anytime. Perfect, Andy.
How we doing?
You're doing great. You really made that a good call.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Why don't we eliminate the callers altogether and just you and I talk?
That'd be fine by me.
No, it's a call-in show.
Not really.
No, they're the flavoring. They're the icing on the cake.
I don't think this can be considered a call-in show.
I don't think it can be considered a show. We'd have to put show in quotes.
The phone number here is 201-209-9368. Andy is learning how to screen calls tonight.
Well, I didn't quite pass muster in the other room.
Yeah, I don't know what was going wrong there.
I was pushing as many buttons as I could, as fast as I could.
And were you talking into the telephone earpiece?
No. 201-209-9368.
Were you really not talking into the...
Yeah, I was. I was trying.
Okay, good.
Oh, I was trying my best. Oh, wait. You mean when we were on the air?
Yeah.
Hi, boys.
Wait, hold on, buddy. You mean when we were on the air, I was supposed to keep the phone up to my mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't do that.
You didn't pick up the phone to talk to
the person? No, I talked to them. I said, hi, you're on hold. And then I put the phone back down. I didn't hang up the phone, but I put it on the table.
But why weren't you talking to them and trying to...
Oh, we should have practiced more.
Screen the call.
Oh, gosh. Maybe I should go back and try it.
Well, we have a call right here. Why don't you screen this
one? Hi, thanks for calling WFMU. I'm screening your call. You're being seriously considered. You're on the short list for tonight's show.
Okay.
What is your name?
Zeke.
No, we're not going to use that tonight.
Okay, nice try.
Okay, we're gonna call you a Bobby Ray.
Ooh, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, so that's all right. It's a little sexier for us. You can go back to Zeke as soon as we hang up. And I assume you're a man?
Yes.
It's okay if you're a woman. It's fine. We don't mind at all. Women are equal to the men. And do you have a little story about something your family invented?
Yes.
Okay. I don't care what it is, but here, Zeke. I mean, Bobby Ray. When you're talking to Ken... There's something I wanted to tell him all night. I haven't had a chance. You have to relay this to him.
Okay.
I recently bought a Vespa, a scooter.
Uh-huh.
And when I drive around my town, whenever I pass a group of people, here's what happens.
Uh-huh.
The men want to be me, and the women want to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how cool I look on my Vespa. So you just tell Ken that story. You talk about food if you want for a minute or two, but I want Ken to hear that story. Thanks very much. Okay, Bobby Ray on line one, Ken. He's a man, and he has a very amusing story to share.
Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. We have Bobby Ray on line one. You're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. You know, I was going to talk about some spicy pie that my family used to make, but enough about that. I love the show, and... But I really want to talk to you about a Vespa that Andy bought recently. The guy just looks great on this thing.
Were you in Madison, New Jersey, watching Andy on his Vespa?
Yes.
What street did you see him on?
South High Street. He was coming down making a left-hand turn. The way that guy turned on the turn signal, men wanted to be him, and women wanted to be with him, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
Wink, huh?
Wow, Bobby Ray.
You know what I mean?
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby Ray.
Yeah, yeah.
What's Andy's address?
Ooh.
Just make one up.
Okay. It's 765 Vespa Way.
All right. Hey, Bobby Ray.
Vespa Way.
Great call, Bobby Ray. Thanks for calling. Call again anytime. Good job with that one, Andy.
Now I've got to call my family at 765 Vespa Way and tell her we're moving.
They can just move to 767 Vespa Way.
Hey, Bobby Ray, I like Bobby Ray. It was great to hear from him. And he did bring up an interesting point. I do have a Vespa.
Yeah.
And I do look really bitching on it.
Yeah. Do you really have a Vespa?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Well, it's...
I could understand if you lived in a big city.
It's as close as I get to having fun.
Okay.
Aren't I allowed a little something? I have so little. Can't I have a toy?
I'm just wondering, like, why do
you have your tulips? You have your garden.
Why didn't you get a motorcycle?
Oh no, they're very dangerous. They go over 32 miles an hour. This Vespa has a governor on it. It can only go 32 miles an hour.
So
it's street legal. You can drive around, but only on the side streets, not on the highway.
So you and Beth are like, what is it, Gregory Peck and Audrey Hepburn and Roman Holiday?
Yeah, going around Rome.
Going around on the Vespa.
Yeah, they're very big in Italy. They're made in Italy.
Saying ciao, things like that.
Actually, Beth only rode with me once.
Yeah.
I can't get anyone to ride with me.
Why would not? Why?
Hey, we'll do that next week. I'll bring my Vespa. I have a little trailer I can bring, and I can offer Vespa rides.
A trailer?
I have a little thing, a little platform that hooks on the back of the car. Wait, we can order Vespa rides. We can order scooter rides here on Montgomery Street.
So
I can take people around the block.
Can you put the Vespa in your car?
No, it goes on the back of the car. It's a big machine.
Oh, so yeah, so you can bring it on your car.
Well, I would pull it. It would be brought here. What do you care how it gets here?
On a trailer.
What the hell do you care how it gets here?
I was just wondering if you were going to ride your Vespa here.
Oh, I can't ride my Vespa here.
Why not?
Because you can't. Number one, it's too far. It's an electric Vespa. So
oh, I see.
There's a range limit to how far you go.
All right.
Also, you can't go on the highways.
Oh, I see.
But if I could go on the highways, everyone I pass, let me tell you what the reaction would be.
What would it be?
The men would want to be me, and the women would want to be with me. That's been the reaction so far around my town.
I see. All right, so next week you're going to bring your Vespa and give people Vespa rides around the block.
Yeah.
Okay.
$40.
$40 for a Vespa ride. A ride around the block?
Yeah, with me.
That seems outrageous.
With the guy that wrote the first draft of IQ.
That's too much.
The guy that had dinner with Madonna.
$40. Yeah, that did not go very well from what I heard.
It went as well as the call screening did.
How about $10 for a ride around the block with Andy?
You think I'd get some takers?
I don't know.
Wait, would they have to hug me? I guess they would.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm rethinking this now.
Well, I have a question.
Hold on. I'm rethinking it all now.
You mentioned that Beth...
No. The offer's been withdrawn.
You mentioned that your wife, Beth, took a ride with you on the Vespa.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't do it a second time.
It turns out she's immune to that reaction. She neither wanted to be me nor be with me for quite a while.
Was she scared for her life?
I think she was more embarrassed.
Did you let her touch you to hang on?
I guess you have to hang on. I didn't. I now can't offer that ride up to my WFMU listeners.
Why? Because
would you let them hug you
from behind? Yeah, sure.
Okay, then we're gonna have a lot of fun the next record fair, the hugging booth.
I'll give people a Vespa ride.
Would you give people a hug in the hugging booth at the next record fair?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. But can you bring the Vespa next week and I'll give people Vespa rides?
I guess you could, yeah. You have to wear your helmet.
Can I bring your
driver's license?
Can I wear your helmet?
Sure.
I have a driver's license.
You can also wear, I have an air vest.
What is that?
It's a vest that is tethered to the Vespa.
Why?
And it has a CO2 cartridge built into it.
For what purpose?
So if you're thrown from your machine, the vest inflates like an airbag.
So it's very handy if you land in water.
Yes, well, you would float, but if you're thrown and you're landing on something concrete, something harder than water, it protects your ribs and your back.
Oh, I see. It inflates that fast.
Yes, it's an airbag. It's an airbag that you wear.
An airbag vest. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Have you played with it? Have you?
I did drop my bike. That's a term we use when a motorcycle tips over.
Yeah. And what happened?
And I fell off the bike.
Yep.
And the vest inflated.
Wow. Can we just play with the air vest next week?
Sure.
How do you set it off?
You tether it to a bike, and then you have an accident. Sure, we can do that. I think we should do that toward the end of the hour.
Why is that?
You'll see. So tune in next week. Ken is going to have a motorcycle accident.
I won't get hurt, though.
No, you'll be wearing Andy's air vest.
Can you set off the air vest without having an accident?
Of course. You just yank on the cord hard enough.
Oh, good.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
I thought you were going through your Bob Dylan phase. A lot of people learn Bob Dylan songs on the guitar. Ken learned his motorcycle accident on a Vespa.
I don't think I could recreate Bob Dylan's motorcycle accident on a Vespa. I think he was probably going too fast. What's the top speed on your Vespa?
32.
Yeah.
But here's another problem I'm having,
yeah.
if you're interested.
Okay.
Boy, we've digressed, and I apologize to our listeners.
Yeah.
I should apologize to our listeners for 30 years of this crap. I can't figure out, my Vespa now reads not miles per hour on the speedometer, but kilometers, kilometers per hour.
Right.
And I can't figure out how to get it back to miles per hour.
Right. Why don't you hit the button again?
Well, I'm trying. There's a settings button, but I think it's malfunctioning. Kind of like the phones in there in the call screening room.
Yeah. Well, the problem you were having when you were trying.
Mechanical.
Yeah.
Error.
But we've discovered what your error was.
Yeah.
Say you were not talking into the phone.
There it is.
You were just talking into.
We've pinpointed the problem.
Into a room.
There it is. You didn't tell me I had to talk into the phone. I'm looking at my notes. Seriously, I'm looking at my notes.
You have 3 pages. 3 pages.
You never said talk into the phone.
But you were talking into the phone when we did a bunch of tests.
Oh, shut up.
Three pages of notes.
30 years of this. This is my life. You only get one life. Hey, we should convert to Hinduism and get another 8 lives.
Is that how many they get? 9?
They get 9. Hey, is that possible? Can you convert toward the end of your life in your 60s and 70s?
I don't know
enough. Whoa, baby. That's how you play the system, baby.
I don't know enough about Hinduism.
Okay, if you're just joining us, we're discussing whether we could rig the system and convert to Hinduism on our deathbed. 201-209-9368. We don't have to. Oh, my God. We don't have to convert to Hinduism.
Why not?
I'm on my deathbed.
Yeah.
I've got a few minutes to live.
Okay.
I say, Ken.
Yeah.
Bring me a mirror.
Okay. I bring you a mirror.
I break the mirror. 7 years of bad luck. Okay. I'm having bad luck, but I'm there for 7 more years.
Yeah, but.
Every 7 years, bring me a mirror.
Well, couldn't you have bad luck after you die? Like, your death could be the beginning of your bad luck, and then they drop you on the way to bury you, and then they bury you, and then a bunch of grave robbers come by and dig up your body and pillage.
You mean I'll die and then still have the bad luck?
Yeah, they pillage your organs.
Yeah, you found the flaw
in
my plan. That would be horrible to have your organs pillaged.
Why?
I guess it would be horrible.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. You wouldn't notice it.
I just hadn't said anything for a few seconds.
Yeah, but you, you're the one who convinced me to check off the organ donor box on my driver's license.
Yeah.
Remember, I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, although you can, I wrote on mine, I made it very clear there were some exceptions.
What are the exceptions?
Those clacking ball toys that executives have on their desk?
Clackers,
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't want my testicles used as those.
I don't think they would do that. They might.
Just in case, I wrote it on my card.
So you have a little codicil to your driver's license?
Yeah, a little asterisk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Testicles not to be used as a desk clacking toy. Other than that, I'm good to go.
I don't think you needed to do that.
It just was a concern I had.
That's not what the organ donation checkbox is for.
I can't wait to get a clacking toy from you.
Like somebody who has a clacking toy on their desk who might be missing his testicles.
Hey, let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's put in our wills that we'll both donate our testicles to one big clacking toy, right? Andy and Ken clacking toy with their testicles posthumously.
Okay.
And then the station can auction that off.
Well, I think.
Let's take bids now.
We need.
201. 209-9368.
We would need a third person.
The bidding start, why? Because you need 6?
Yeah, a proper desktop clacking.
You have 2, I have 3. You need 1 more.
Okay, yeah, so we just need 1 more.
201-209-9368 for the WFMU exclusive, the one-of-a-kind desktop clacking toys made from the testicles of your favorite DJs. 201-209-9368. The bidding will start at $10,000.
Hi, you're on the air. Would you like to make a bid?
I'd like to bid $100.
All right, $100 for the Ken and Andy clacking toy. We don't know who's providing the other 2 testicles yet, but the bidding stands at $100. If you'd like to make a bid, please give us a call at 201-209-9368.
And that's the end of our careers. Thank you very much for witnessing it with us. This is as low as a show can go. It can't get worse than that show.
I think we've done worse.
No, Ken.
There was the show back in the 90s when we watched TV. That was the concept of the show.
Ken, I don't think you were listening to the last hour of radio.
There was also a show in the 90s when we brought the Cub Scouts in. That was worse.
No, it wasn't worse than this.
And
this is god-awful.
And then there was the show.
Did those shows end with the testicle clacking toy?
Hey, we have somebody else to make a bid. Hi, you're on the air. Would you like to make a bid? The top bid right now is $100.
So I'd like to bid $115 for the testicles, please.
$115. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air. The high bid is $115. Would you like to make a bid?
Yes, $116.
You have to bid no less than $5.
Well.
Next bid would be $120. Do I hear $120? Do I hear
$120?
$120. Thank you very much. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. The high bid is $120.
I hope I'm not the outside bracket testicles. I hope I'm one of the interior testicles.
No, you want to be the outside.
No, I think that would hurt the most.
No, you want to be the ones on the outside.
No, the ones they're grabbed. They actually have to be grabbed and then pulled back and then released.
The ones in the center, they take all the pressure. They just get hit over and over again.
Yeah, the ones that are literally clacked.
Yeah, you want to be the ones on the end.
You want to be the clackers?
Yeah.
Look, we can go on and on about this.
Not the clackies.
Look, every guy in the world has a different opinion about this.
Yeah, but not every guy has the right opinion. I claim the two outside clacker spots.
Okay, well, we'll have to write the instruction sheet.
Okay.
Before we die.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. This has been the Fuzzy Glove Hour. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry more.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fivett.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
It's a great, great pleasure, a great, great, great big thrill. It's a great, great pleasure, a great, great, great big thrill. When you got your baby and a whole lot of time to kill. Did you ever get a feeling that your feet had turned to stones? Do you ever get a feeling that your feet had turned to stones? Do you get a funny feeling running up and down your bones? That's rheumatism. Your baby and a whole lot of time to kill. Did you ever feel lucky and wake up cold and hand? Did you ever feel lucky and wake up cold and hand? Fine, you ain't got a nickel and your woman's got another man. Bad deal. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba